Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Governor Tim Walz says what he's most excited about coming out of the legislative session is Uber Lyft, money for emergency medical services, increased penalties for firearm straw purchases, and a binary trigger ban, and summer meals for children. And among the biggest letdowns, no bonding bill for state public works projects.
I do think it's important for us to come back next year. I think what legislators can expect, they're going to see a very robust proposal from us. I think we've got things, especially at the University of Minnesota.
Walz also mentions the ERA and abortion rights constitutional amendment, which passed the Minnesota House, but not the Senate. The state's largest pro-life group is pleased. Lawmakers were unable to put the proposed ERA abortion rights amendment on the election ballot. Kathy Blazer of Minnesota Citizens Concern for Life says,
and that is exactly what Minnesotans across the state asked for. They did not want abortion up to birth in the Constitution. They didn't want it in the ERA on the ballot in 2026. They made that loud and clear.
Megan Peterson of Gender Justice says, quote, "We are stunned and deeply disappointed that despite having the necessary votes, the pro-LGBTQ and pro-reproductive freedom majority in the legislature could not get the job done." No damage is being reported after a tornado touched down Monday evening in southeastern Minnesota's Dodge County. Trained spotters confirmed a small twister near Hayfield about 6:30 p.m. The National Weather Service had issued a tornado warning. 1 to 1.25 inch hail also reported in the Hayfield area, Rockdell in Olmsted County, and Zumbrota in Goodhue County. Forecasters are expecting widespread rainfall and more severe weather today. And the Minnesota Twins are on a 7-game losing skid following a 12-3 defeat to the Nationals in Washington, D.C. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension has a new unit that will focus on violent crime across the state. Special Agent in Charge, Jake May.
We want the people out there, the repeat offenders, the people who don't care who they hurt, who gets caught in the crossfire, or where their drugs end up, to know that they are the ones we are targeting, that we are going to come after them.
The Violent Crime Reduction Unit will include 14 BCA agents, 1 firearms detection canine, 2 criminal intelligence analysts, 2 crime victim witness coordinators, and 11 task force officers. And tragic news out of Brooklyn Center, where a 3-year-old is dead after falling from the 8th story of an apartment building. Police were called to the Lux Apartments for the report of a fall Saturday. Officers found the child had fallen out of an 8th-floor window. Despite life-saving measures, the child died at the scene. Authorities say the incident is still under investigation. This is MNN.